This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. Our next guests today are Jackie Kukesh and Lisa Richardson, here to talk with us today about Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's upcoming culturally responsive education conference called Our Cultural Landscape. It's the third one yet, and this time made virtual, bringing together educators and administrators to explore what culturally responsive pedagogy in schools looks like. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Oh, thank you for having us on your show today.
Thank you. And welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
Could you both introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about your involvement with the conference? And maybe, Lisa, would you like to start?
Sure. I'm Lisa Richardson, and I work at UAS. And my colleague Angie and I are both part of the planning team for the conference, along with Jackie. And we've been working since January to put this together and are really excited about it.
Cool, thank you. And Jackie?
Yes, hi. Jackie Kukesh, as Lisa stated, we're part of the conference planning team. Retired educator and also a former education director for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. And it's they asked me to come on board with the team to plan this now virtual conference.
Cool. And can you tell us a little bit about what the conference might look like this summer, given that it's going to be online for the first time?
Yes. It's been a real learning experience for all of us once the decision was made to go virtual and still hold the conference in spite of this COVID-19 pandemic. So for all of us, it's been huge learning curve, but also exciting because now it opens the door to anyone who's interested in attending the conference.
Right. And can either Jackie or Lisa tell us a little bit about the history and background of the conference, how it originated, and maybe what role Sea Alaska Heritage plays in it?
Sure. This is actually year 7 that Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has created and sponsored this project called Through the Cultural Lens. The conference is just one piece of that bigger project. The overall project focused on providing cultural orientation or trainings for Southeast Alaska's educators and administrators who live and work in our region, providing 50 hours of orientation and also providing this conference. So the Sea Alaska Heritage is the creator and sponsor, and it's funded through a federal grant and was awarded to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The project will continue for another couple of years, and hopefully next fall the conference will be a in-person conference, but we'll wait to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this conference, you're saying, is a part of a larger initiative that's been going on for 7 years by Sea Alaska Heritage
Institute.
That's
correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the guest speakers that are coming on board and who you're excited about? Maybe, Lisa, you could take this one on.
Sure. We have 5 featured speakers in addition to an amazing array of breakout session speakers, and I'll talk a little bit about that, too. We have Brian McKinley-Jones-Brayboy from Arizona State University, who will be joining us. He focuses on Indigenous education, as does Teresa McCarty from UCLA. We have Sheila Nicholas, who has been studying effective education practices and Indigenous teacher preparation on the Hopi Reservation, and she is at the University of Arizona. Django Paris from the University of Washington is really well known related to his conception of culturally sustaining pedagogies and he's a huge advocate for equity in education. And we have Alaska's own Agatha John Shields, who's from University of Alaska Anchorage in their Educational Leadership Department, and she's done amazing work with culture camps and teachers across the state of Alaska, and she'll have a chance to talk about that as well. And then secondly, we have over 40 educators and community members who are coming to engage participants in breakout sessions around a wide range of topics. And what's exciting is Jackie mentioned that this is part of a larger project. Many of the breakout sessions will be teachers who've been involved in this professional learning through Sea Alaska for many years and who've continued to deepen their own practice and understandings of cultural connections, and they're going to be sharing that information and those insights and experiences with us in their breakout sessions. So I think that, too, is just this way of continuing to build on the expertise that's being enacted across our school systems, across the state of Alaska, and especially in Southeast for this particular conference.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you have a lot of educators from all over the states kind of being involved and coming on board, which I think is really, really cool. I'm curious if there's anyone, or whether it's a guest speaker, or if you have any particular topic that you're excited about during this conference. I know it's going to be covering a lot of different things, from early education to school climate and culture, but just personally, I'm curious what you're looking forward to.
I'll let Jackie answer this as well.
Go ahead.
I am so excited we have set up a panel conversation for the final day of the conference in which all five of our featured speakers are going to be in dialogue with one another. And that is something you just don't get to see. And that, in my mind, is one of the affordances of having this be a virtual conference this year, is that we can do things like that that we might normally not be able to.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, what about you?
Oh, yes. I have to say that's what I'm excited about as well, is the final day will bring all five keynote featured speakers in a panel discussion that we hope will provide a deeper conversation and dialogue with the attendees and all participants. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And can I add one more thing?
Of course.
When I looked at all of the proposals that were submitted for the breakout sessions that will be occurring during days one and two, I was just floored by the amount of expertise that we have in our school systems and across our university systems and in our communities. And I hope that that is really empowering and impactful for participants at the conference to be able to bear witness to as well, is just how much we have to offer into the education field just within our practitioner groups and our scholarship. So anyway, pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that it sounds like in spite of the virtual limitations, there's still a lot of promise and opportunity in bringing all these people together anyway. And for our listeners, maybe who are not too familiar with exactly what a culturally responsive education might mean or look like, could you maybe touch upon what are the components of a culturally responsive education and pedagogy? Are there some common key themes or parts of that? And I would be interested in hearing, granted that you both have been working on this.
Sure. This is Jackie. I think for myself, what I'm seeing is that this conference will provide educators with a deep understanding of culturally responsive education and help them to transform their classrooms, pedagogy, and curriculum to support all students' success, especially those Alaska Native students who may have been historically underserved, disenfranchised, or marginalized. And also, we know that teachers that go through the cultural orientation program learn through that cultural lens. They're able to see and create responsive environments, spaces for all students. Culturally responsive educators, we know, can take down barriers, make connections, and open up space for all learners to engage and connect in a cultural landscape within their classrooms and schools. So I think that's the overarching, broader vision that we have for this conference and the project.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, I love what Jackie just said, and I also want to add that it's a really, when we think about culturally responsive education, it's a really strength-based approach to education. It's really getting to know our students' identities and what they're bringing into classroom spaces and finding ways to really meet them where they are and step with them together in their learning. It's very collaborative. It's very, I mean, the word responsive, right? It's like students lead us to how to best support them if we can look closely and really listen carefully.
I think that's beautiful. And it's helpful to me and perhaps also to our listeners that you focus on the word responsive, because it is a response, right? Like to the students that are there.
Yeah, for sure.
Where can people find more information on the conference, whether to register or if they just want to learn more? And is this open to anybody?
Yes. You can go to conference.cealaskaheritage.org. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute website, and there will be a link to specifically the conference.
And when are the kind of time and dates that the conference is going to happen?
Yes, the conference is August 6th through the 8th, 2020, virtual. And the website at Conference Sea Alaska Heritage, oh, let me correct. Yes, is there a dot there? Sorry. Yes, conference.cealaskaheritage.org. The website is now being built, and as things go live, folks should keep checking back to that conference website.
Okay, and how long can participants expect to be in the conference in any particular day?
The registration is open now. Mm-hmm. We currently, I believe, have over 180 people who have registered so far. The registration will remain open through, I believe, Lisa, you could correct me on this, through probably Wednesday of the week. We do want to get accurate number of how many people are attending, but I believe folks can still join in and register to attend any sessions that they wish. It's open registration. There's no fee. So we do anticipate folks kind of picking and choosing what sessions they want to join in on each particular day.
That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do have programming scheduled from 8 in the morning until 5 p.m., but we all recognize that the people's bandwidth and ability to stay on a Zoom session for that length of time would just be prohibitive. So we do encourage people to identify specific sections of the day that they really don't want to miss. If you're feeling really adventurous and have a lot of energy, then maybe try the full day. But we would encourage people to really think strategically about how they want to approach this.
Okay, so the conference is going to run from August 6th to the 8th. Listeners can register or learn more about the conference at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute website or at conference.cealaskaheritage.org. Is there anything else you both would like to share with listeners today?
We look forward to your attending, and thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you. Lisa, anything?
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate it. And I just think this is such a singular experience for us in Southeast Alaska, and I am really excited that we have this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Lisa and Jackie, for coming onto the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.